Rabbit! That means it is the first of the month, ladies and gentlemen.
October 1.
That's right.
Hope everybody is excited. We are now full-fledged into autumn.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite time of the year.
Well, I like all the seasons, but I would say spring's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like autumn. I like it when you start getting to the point where you throw on a sweatshirt or one sweater or something.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Me too. I don't like it when it's so hot, and I don't like it when it's so cold.
So Goldilocks, when do you like it?
When it's just right. Oh, man. Well, I mean, seriously, yeah, I love this time of the year. It's first of the month. You're supposed to say, first thing when you get up in the morning, rabbit.
Correct. Good month. Good luck. Good luck for 31 days.
Exactly. And if you forget at the end of the night, what do you say?
Tibar, which would be rabbit backwards.
Mm-hmm. And then,
according to our crack research team,
if you forget that, then the next morning when you wake up, you say,
carrot.
Yeah. And then after, if you've screwed up all three of those times, then I'm sorry, we can't help.
Yeah.
So you just got to deal with it. And this is a month that includes Halloween, so.
Yes, it does.
This is a month you want to make sure.
Yeah, Mike, you want to make sure that you really.
Sure you do it.
Yeah. That's good advice. Is that a PSA?
Thank you, yes. Public service announcement.
Exactly.
Well.
But today we're doing, on our first day of October,
mm-hmm.
Famous sidekicks. Would we be considered sidekicks?
I guess. I don't know.
You know, like Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles on the television show.
Well, that's exactly what came to mind. But I was scared to say
Rogers
it because I thought it might
Gabby
be part
Hayes.
Of your part of your question.
Roy Rogers, Gabby Hayes.
Yeah, I was going to say Jingles. That's the one I thought of first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Devine on the TV show.
I know. I love that.
Guy Madison was Wild Bill. That was a great show.
Batman and Robin.
Exactly. They're kind of a different kind of
It's kind of a wimpy sidekick,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I like Batman, but I never had much use for Robin.
Yeah, I agree. But here's our question.
Ready? All right. I hope you have one.
Barney Fife was teamed with Sheriff Andy Taylor.
Yes, he was.
Ed McMahon was teamed with
Johnny Carson. That's right.
Who was teamed back on 60s television game show with George Fenneman?
Oh, who was teamed with him?
Yes.
Okay.
Barney Fife was teamed with Sheriff Andy Taylor. Ed McMahon was teamed, of course, with Johnny Carson. Here's Johnny. Who was teamed back on the late 50s and early 60s TV game show with George Fenneman, who was the straight man?
George Fenneman would be considered the sidekick.
He was the sidekick. Yeah. He was the straight man. He was the one who balanced the crazy antics.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
say the magic word. You win
$100. Good. That's good.
You say the magic word, you win $100.
That's good. Groucho Marx.
I like my cigar too, but I take it out every now and then.
He got some trouble when he said that, didn't he?
Supposedly the story is that Groucho Marx, in the show You Bet Your Life, got in trouble when George Fenneman, who again was introducing these two contestants to Groucho.
George Fenneman was kind of the announcer.
Yeah, and he says, and here's so-and-so who has seven children. And that's when Groucho leaned in. I like my cigar too, but I take it out every now and then.
I used to love the Groucho Marx show.
Oh.
You Bet Your Life.
Yeah, that was it. Fenneman, the melodic, clean-cut, good-looking foil for Groucho's crazy antics.
Yeah.
You Bet Your Life was the show. It began on radio in 1947, moved over to NBC television in 1950. There it stayed for 11 seasons until Groucho got, if the story is true, got a little risque with one of his lady contestants.
Just something that popped into his head. He didn't think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, that was classic. Classic Groucho.
Love that guy.
Said a stick of wood, you win $100.
And they did have that bourbon that came down.
Yeah, bourbon.
It was silly,
but it was great. I used to really love to watch it just to listen to some of Groucho's.
I wish I could see that show now. Is it on anywhere?
I'm sure you can go to YouTube.
I haven't even thought about that in a long time,
there
man.
You
I might have to do that.
You bet your life.
That's what I'll be doing for the rest of the day.
There you go. Put that on Facebook.
Hey, Freddie, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. I'll see you a mañana, which will be Thursday, October 2nd.
Harkening back to one of the questions we had a week or so ago, this has been more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Yes, it is. All right, we're good.